Welcome to Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all those Winona Earp people. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Quirk.
And I was a little sarcastic there.
If you couldn't sense it, there may have been some air quotes going on.
Mm-hmm. And a really kind of scrunched up sarcastic face. Yeah. Yes, there's a lot of nose scrunching going on. Yeah.
We're all scrunching our nose now.
We have been away for a while because Winona Earp has not been, sadly, not been on our screens. And it's not being made for our screens at the moment, which is why one of the reasons we're back. We should provide a little bit of context in case you are finding this podcast, 2-3 years down the road and listening to all of them. And you're like, what is this whole hashtag fight for Winona thing that they keep mentioning? We don't want to dive in without giving you a little bit of an anchor in our place and time. Annette, would you like to tell our future listeners that I've just made up in my head?
We're going to be like memorialized forever and time.
Mm-hmm. This as podcast. Will Winona Earp.
Yes.
Yes, obviously. So we found out it was probably, I should know because of the push-up thing, it should be about, 24, 25 days ago. Mm-hmm. People are doing push-ups every day to mark how many days since we found out that Winona Earp was not being filmed when it should have been being filmed. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple of vague tweets, which Earpers are really smart, and they start sniffing out, and then it was revealed that there's some funding issues happening with the founding company who owns Winona Earp.
IDW.
And they're working on rounding up funding in part because all the Earpers have been going crazy fighting for Winona. Hashtag fight for Winona.
Yep.
And yeah, so I feel like we're hopeful. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're getting hints and allusions to the fact that things are happening, but we don't know a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, part of what we thought we'd do right now is just talk a little bit about why we fight for Winona within that context.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. I just, first and foremost, I just want to shout out to all of the amazing Earpers who have been working so hard and doing push-ups and all that stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the cool specifics that we have seen as we go along. But yeah, we are here with you. We are here because of you. We're all hashtag fight for Winona, fighting for Winona. I don't want to throw an ing in the middle of the hashtag because then
we don't want to confuse people.
I write tweets and I'm like, I have to rephrase all this so it works. Fight for Winona.
Yes,
because we're grammar nerds.
We must have our tense correct.
We're very particular about things.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, I would like to start with you, Kirsten, because aww, I feel like it was Winona Earp that brought us together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about this when we decided to do this episode. There are so many things that I love about the show, but one of the big things for me is that it's about bravery. It's about being yourself. It's about owning who you are. And I think finding the show and starting this podcast with you, it's not something that I ever thought I would do. And so through Winona Earp, I have sort of pushed my own boundaries and found this other community, not just through the Earpers, but through podcasting and spending more time with you guys. And it's really enriched my life in a lot of ways. And I just feel incredibly grateful. And when I see online what's going on with the Earpers, the support that happens all the time, not just when we're fighting for Winona, it's just really heartwarming. And I think what this show does is that it creates that safe space. It makes me laugh. It brings joy. And I just feel like the cast and the crew have created something so special. I think Bonnie used the phrase lightning in a bottle, maybe, in an interview. And it just really struck with me because we know that's what this is. We're showing the world what it is. And I think the people who are trying to make things work out are seeing that now, too. Yeah, even more so than usual.
Bonnie being the one of the hosts of the Tales of the Black Badge podcast. Yes. She and Kevin are very much like the beating heart, I would say, of the Earper community in terms of community organization and like action plans and stuff.
The resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And they've been working really hard, updating blogs regularly, keeping everyone informed, checking in, like even sometimes checking in with us quietly on the DMs and things like that as well. So,
and giving like actual cohesive and concrete action steps that people can do, and reminding everybody to you know, have no chill, but be polite about it.
Yes. Constantly.
And having different options. So, you know, if you can't afford to buy a billboard ad, you know, every tweet counts. Everything that we're doing all accumulates and adds up, and it all has purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, everybody matters. Every ERPer.
Actually, what? They're Winona Earp people.
Yes, those
those people.
Those people.
I don't know, for me, I thought in the article, that article, there was an article where a guy was not very nice towards the ERPers, and maybe that's all we need to say about it, because, you know, yeah. But the writer of the article also called us so-called, in quotes, ERPers.
So-called.
And I was like, so-called ERPers? I was like, what? That is so rude. Mm-hmm. But yes. We shall.
I agree. I feel like you shouldn't be able to tell what the writer of an article thinks about something.
Quote marks. You have to be careful with those quote marks. So
yep. Also, the term so-called, mm-hmm. that I don't know. That's,
yeah.
Anyways.
It's a little offensive. Mm-hmm.
There was many things.
Yes. Yes. There definitely were. Annette, why do you fight for Winona?
I think because of the show being... I just... love watching shows about strong women, in the sense that they're strong physically but also strong emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things I really love about a show that has so many women, we get to see so many aspects of women, mm-hmm. from the flaws and the strengths and the good choices and the bad choices and the women who are good and the women who are evil and the women who are somewhere in between. And it's just not often we get to have so many female characters, female leads, but also female mm-hmm. sub-characters coming in and out. And I think that really matters, 'cause we just don't get to see that all that often. And I think what I've learned through the ERPer community is it's not just about women, but it's also about lesbian women or mm-hmm. non-straight women, because I think we're straight women.
Yep.
Here.
Three
sure.
straight white ladies. Yep.
But I think I've learned to, because I always would have argued for representation of women and everyone of all sorts of sexualities and orientations and genders. But I think being a part of this community and seeing a lot of them talk about it, you know, very openly on Twitter about what this means to them to see mm-hmm. Way Hot on screen. And it just personalizes that to me in a way that I mm-hmm. I hadn't really understood before. So it's about what I'm seeing for me and what I'm learning. But I think it's so much bigger than that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's kind of a combination of what both of you were saying. I do a lot of podcasting, and I already did a lot of podcasting before this, but this is the first time that I have ever done a podcast that is multiple people, like three, more than two people, getting together in person to talk about something mm-hmm. and like bringing other people into my home and shoving microphones in their faces. And so I felt like I was sort of pushing my boundaries a little bit too. And it was this particular show that was the catalyst for that. And I feel like it's so fitting that it is this show that is so centered around and created by and, highlights women. And here we are. I think we're three pretty strong, amazing women. And here we are sitting around every week when the show is airing and talking about it. And it's just this embarrassment of riches on the screen, like you mm-hmm. said, Annette, to be able to see that. And like I said, I do a lot of podcasting. I watch a lot of other television and media, and I read books and stuff. And I don't think I ever realized just like one of the things that I always come back to in all of my media criticism is, you know, looking at the treatment of women and how many women do we have on screen and what are they actually getting to do and say. And I think it wasn't until Winona Earp when I realized what it could be, mm-hmm. like what television can aspire to, because even the other shows that I love with all of my heart that do a really good job with female characters, I don't know that any of them give me all of the different things that Winona Earp does. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to representation of an on-screen queer relationship that is not used as the butt of a joke. And it's, you know, there are definitely jokes within it, but the relationship mm-hmm. itself is not a joke. And it's not a personality flaw on the part of either person. It's not
or
like there
phase
are,
they're going through.
Yeah, exactly. There are so many pitfalls that other shows, both good and bad, have fallen into over the years. And here we have this relationship that is deep and meaningful and not like super perfect. So it's not the rom-com that has the gay couple who are utterly perfect and they're only there to crack jokes for the main characters or anything like that. No, they get to have trials and tribulations and still come through it and love each other and live through it, which is certainly a thing that we don't mm-hmm. always see on television.
And yep. we're getting a second gay relationship with Jeremy yes. and Robin, which yes. is really unusual to see more than one.
Yeah.
Usually it's like you get one gay person, right?
Yep.
And so, yeah, so to see potentially having four, mm-hmm. right? We don't know if Robin's here to stay. I kind of hope he is, but
I hope so too.
That could be four regular gay characters.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're right. It's the same thing like with, you know, a lot of the television that I watch is from the 1960s, 70s, and right now. And, you know, quite often there's like one woman in the show and that, you know, like, I think one of the things I tweeted recently amongst this hashtag fight for Winona thing was that it's so nice that that being a woman doesn't have to be a character type. Mm-hmm. I also play Dungeons and Dragons, and it used to be sort of a joke that, you know, you'd have your dwarves and you'd have your elves, and then there's the one girl, like the token girl. Mm-hmm. So like playing a girl or being a girl playing Dungeons and Dragons was, you know, the stereotypical, like it's a character type. So if you've got your TV show and you've got, you know, your tough guy, you've got your jock and you've got your nerd and you've got your girl, like, yes. That's Winona Earp just like smashes that stupid patriarchy. And it's wonderful to see that. And you're right, Annette, I hadn't even thought about that. The idea that, you know, you're lucky if you get for a long time, you're lucky if you get one gay character. And if you have two gay characters, then of course they're going to they're going mm-hmm. to hook up and you have your one gay relationship. And here we've got two so far. Like you said, we don't mm-hmm. know for sure about Robin.
Sky's the limit, guys. Go for it.
Yeah. Yes. More. Yeah. So I very much hope that things turn out positively. I think it's been just mind-blowing, but yet not surprising mm-hmm. to see what the Earper community has done. Kirsten, you mentioned billboards. Do you want to yes. talk about that a little bit?
There's been this amazing movement within the online stuff that we're sharing on Facebook and Twitter, the email campaign, the phone calls. There's all these facets. And at one point, one Earper, I believe she's from the UK.
Was the first
one?
I think she was, yeah.
And she just was like, hey, I'm going to find out if I can book a billboard in Times Square in New York. And turns out you can. And she did. And it just kicked off this whole other piece of the movement, which has been really cool. And so we have Earpers gathering in New York every time they know that one of those is going to be there. I believe one Earper created a spreadsheet. It's awesome. I love it.
Nice. Oh,
to sort of organize all of the times and places and where to gather. And just this week, Tim and Michael went down to New York to hang out with Earpers. They took out a billboard of their own. Emily and Mel did one too at mm-hmm. one point. Like it's just been, and not just New York. I feel like there's been hard copy billboards in LA.
There was someone bought an actual billboard yeah. for 3 weeks down in LA close yeah. to one of the studios.
I think nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it looks really cool.
And I believe there's been some in, was it Spain recently too?
Yeah, someone's postering everywhere yeah. in Spain.
Wow.
Just going around putting up posters.
That is awesome. Because apparently one of the sort of sticking points is financially it would be very beneficial for the show to be sold overseas because mm-hmm. international markets can bring in a lot of money. And currently Netflix only has the first two seasons and has not yet agreed to run the third season, which has already aired, or the
fourth
season.
Well, I think actually it's coming, is but it's it? Not yeah, coming until not June or July, when yeah. whenever okay. the fourth season should have been dropping, it would drop around the same
which
time.
Which is kind of what they've been following, right?
Yeah.
For like a timeline?
Yeah.
I have kind of been fascinated as someone who works in communications, just the sort of like slips and the little interviews here and there and how the walls are kind of breaking down, like in this public forum. I don't know anything about finance. I don't understand that piece, yeah, but from either. Like a public relations perspective, it's been really fascinating to see how this is playing out.
One of the some investors who doesn't have a huge share, but has enough to be, for it to be important, is saying some things out there that probably aren't helpful. But yeah, so you listen to these things and go, well, reading behind the lines, I can guess what might be happening from a PR communications space.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier, ERPers are smart.
Yeah, they are.
ERPers are also very dedicated and very observant. So any little thing, like you said, Kirsten, that comes out, any tiny little slip, like we as a whole are going to be on that and going to grab it and pick it apart and learn everything we possibly can.
I've even seen, I love it, there's a couple of people who have some financial knowledge and they put out these tweet threads that explain, well, we read this letter, we read this post, or we read this article, and this is how I would interpret what is happening, and break it down for the non-money people.
I will say, for all there's been some of that sort of slightly negative coverage, there's also been some really positive press that's come out of this.
I think that one article is the only one I've seen that's
like generally it's been, you know, so the ERPers have come together and they're going to war, and it's been pretty cool to see all that coverage.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I certainly don't subscribe to the idea that like there's no such thing as bad press, because there totally is.
Oh, that's the worst thing ever,
isn't it? Yeah. As Holly Golightly said in Breakfast at Tiffany's, there are certain shades of limelight that positively wreck a girl's complexion, and that is 100% true. But I do think that this whole sort of kerfuffle has brought Winona Earp into the public eye a lot more than it had been. So maybe once we, I'm crossing my fingers here and shaking back and forth, once we get season four on the books, there will be more, even more fans coming in to check it out than there would have been otherwise. So I am hoping for a happy ending, that's even happier than it would have been had things just worked out. I mean, I'm thinking back to season two when they had, you know, whatever kind of plan they had for season two, and then something happened. Suddenly Melanie Scrifano is pregnant, and, you know, they had to sort of switch gears and do something a little different. I think the ERPers who are in charge of the show are every bit as inventive and able to sort of roll with punches as the ERPers who are watching the show.
It's true. I also just had a thought. They missed having to film in that awful, awful cold snap we had in February.
That's so true.
There's a silver lining for you guys.
So since we are in Alberta, we can give you a weather report.
Yes.
Which is that it is so sunny and glorious, and the snow is melting like crazy.
We live in a giant puddle.
Yes,
it is above zero. There's still snow because we have a lot of it this winter. But
yeah.
In another week or so, all that snow is going to be gone.
Yeah, I walked to work, and for about a month, I was having to wear three layers of pants to work every day, like two layers of long underwear and something on top of that, and a long coat and high boots, and a hat and a hood over the hat, and like just.
And you still risked frostbite.
Yeah, and I still like I definitely got frost nip a couple of times, which is a thing.
It is.
But yeah, like I get to work and like my nose and my cheeks would be numb for hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. Maybe for the health and safety of our beloved cast.
Yes.
Melanie will not be dangling in freezing cold and off a cliff this season.
Although I am still expecting more snow because that's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's not gone forever. Yeah, we'll still have a few snowstorms, but it won't, like winter is like,
it's breaking
sort
up.
Of over.
Spring is coming at some point.
It's very complicated here.
Sure is. All right. Well, there's one more thing to cover before we let you go back to your fight for Winona. See, I got it right that time with a tense.
You did. Yay. Yep. It's hard to do when you're speaking.
Uh-huh. It is. And that is, you know, talking about watching Winona Earp and it being a veritable plethora of amazing women and us being, I think, amazing women getting to sit around and talk about it. The reason that we get to sit around and talk about it is because we are a member of the amazing and wonderful Incomparable Podcast Network.
Woo!
And- yeah, it's it's so nice to have a place where it was just immediately when I came up with the idea, Jason Snell, who's in charge of the network, was like, yes, that should be here. Absolutely. You need to do that. And he has made us very welcome, and it's wonderful. So, it's actually Pledge Drive Month, which makes, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I grew up watching Doctor Who on PBS as a child, but I always get excited about pledge breaks. We don't have any tote bags to offer
you. Where's the tote bag?
But I will hula hoop on air or something for you guys.
Actually, go stand up, start hula hooping right now, and we will describe it for you.
I didn't know there was a pledge drive. Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. Next time, I promise.
I feel like it's too bad that we didn't plan this ahead. We could have been like, if we get X number of more members in the next X number of minutes or days, we'll shoot a video of Kirsten.
We could just Twitter. Do it impromptu.
maybe we will at some point. But yes, this is the time of year when we let everybody know how you can support our podcast, Erp Chirp, and that's by becoming a member of The Incomparable. You can sign up for monthly or annual pledges to support this podcast directly. That's us, three mm-hmm. Albertans.
Yay.
So all you have to do is go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. And then when you get to that page, you will be asked to pick the shows on the network that you'd like to support. So there's a long list of delightful shows with little ticky boxes right next to them. So you just have to check the box for Erp Chirp. If that's the only box that you tick, then your entire contribution comes to us after a few fees are taken out.
We spend it all on whiskey and donuts.
You know what?
Tequila. That's and big mustaches.
That is pizza.
Not far from the truth.
Tacos.
I have to say, almost all of it lately has gone to snacks and food.
Basically, we buy snacks.
Keep us in snacks, guys. It's very important we keep our energy up.
Yep. And I mean, some of it goes to paying for microphones and cords and the things that literally make it possible to bring you this podcast.
Snacks and phone and microphones. Mm-hmm. That's what we buy.
Yep. Yeah. We've tweeted pictures of the ERP appropriate snacks, Twizzlers mm-hmm. and blue liquids.
That's right. Blue vodka.
Blue vodka. If you do listen to other podcasts on the Incomparable Network, and you totally should, the Total Party Kill podcast often features Annette and or myself, mm-hmm. as does the game show podcast. We got to get Kirsten on one of those game shows.
Yeah. That's the thing is...
Sure.
you get on, you come in and do one show on the Incomparable, and you slowly get sucked into all the other ones.
Yep.
So we show up in other places.
Yeah, you've been on the flagship show recently, haven't
I
you?
I did. I talked about Captain Marvel.
That's right. I was supposed to, but I was feeling very ill, so I missed it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't liked the cat.
I haven't listened yet, but I'm sure you did me proud. Yeah. So if you do listen to them, you can also check their tick boxes, and you should. And then your contribution will be shared equally by all of the shows that you want to support. And as a thank you for supporting the network, members receive lots of extras. There is exclusive bonus audio. There's one of those things is a bootleg podcast where you can hear episodes of shows right after they're recorded without having to wait for the edited version to arrive. That mostly applies to the game show and the Total Party Kill, those things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those are recorded 6 months in advance, something like that. Whereas for us, you're pretty much getting it within minutes after we've finished recording it. So we are our own bootleg. So
yeah, we are
basically
we should get bumper stickers.
But the exclusive bonus audio that we offer you is kind of a second podcast feed almost mm-hmm. just for members because we talk about the background, the behind the scenes stuff.
So there's probably every single background extra that they put out, we've done a extra little podcast from 2 to 5 mm-hmm. minutes about.
Yep.
So if you want to know how we feel about all the different glorious extras, we really like them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can go and find them. If we had, we haven't started a Wynonna Earp channel to chat specifically about
Ooh.
Wynonna Earp. We could do that.
That is the next thing I was going to mention is we have a members only community on Slack for Incomparable members. Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of channels for a bunch of the shows on the network. I have one, it's not mine, but we have one for Doctor Who to talk about Doctor Who, which is one of my other favorite shows. There's a hockey one because I also have a hockey podcast. But yeah, you know what? After this podcast. I'm going to go and I'm going to create a Winona Earp channel.
It's happening.
So that, yeah, so that we can get in there and talk about Winona Earp. So if you want sort of a direct line of communication to us and you're not a Twitter person, that'll be a good way to do it.
Join us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And since this is pledge season, there are a lot of shows on the network that are actually posting bonus episodes just for members. So there are a bunch of other things coming behind the scenes that if you're not a member, you wouldn't necessarily get to see. I know that the Incomparable posted a commentary track for The Empire Strikes Back just recently.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yeah. So that's one of the many, many things that you get if you are a member of The Incomparable. So there are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 per month, and annual equivalents are available as well. And if you are already a member, first of all, thank you. You're awesome.
Yay.
We love you.
Yep. But if you are, it's easy to increase your pledge to a higher level and get some special goodies in return. So if you would like to support us, A, we would love you. And then B, go to theincomparable.com/members to sign up. You're the best.
Yeah. And if you can't, we still love you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We totally do.
We always love all our listeners.
Mm-hmm. We do. All right. Well, is there anything else that you guys would like to say before we mosey?
Just that we have to get Waverly and Doc out of the garden.
I know. It's so stressful.
I know.
It's okay. I'm done.
Yeah. Everybody breathe. Deep breath. It's okay. All right.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to say, I think when we started this podcast, I had no idea of what we were getting into. I thought we were doing a podcast. Just, you know, the three of us would hang out. And I don't know if either of you knew about the Earper community online.
Mm-mm. Not at the time.
So you guys are just you're our extra bonus for doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. And finding, you know, people where we talk online and hang out and chat. And it's really cool. Yep. So thanks for letting us hang out with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earpers are the best fans in the world.
They really
are.
Ain't
that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.